Hey, what's going on? This is Melvin. I'm here with KJ, and we are here at Coppertail Brewing in Tampa, Florida. I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to KJ. We want to get this thing rolling. I'm going to get you guys some good content today. We're going to be going over tech, like a tech roundup. But before we get to that, we want to talk a little bit about Coppertail and how incredible this place is. First off, if you've been in Tampa for a while, you probably know of or heard of Coppertail. They have some really, really good beer that is very well known. I mean, everywhere, really. I see it at Publix, Total Wine, you name it. So there's some good stuff here, a lot of cool things going on at the brewery itself. Location prime, you know, you can grab a beer and go across the street and, you know, get some furniture from IKEA. And, you know, if you don't like to put the furniture together, you can come back and get more beer to help you with that whole process. So it's a really nice spot, really huge location, tons of space. I'm gonna throw it over to KJ, let her introduce the team here and kind of get right into what Coppertail is all about.
Okay, so I'm KJ, and yet we are at Coppertail. So off of 60 near IKEA, huge event space at the top, which is where we're at today. We did our event last week, 2 weeks ago here. It was a great event. It's a great host. So if you have needs for a private event, this is a great place to come to. But we are sitting here today with the marketing director and the COO. This is Ken and Gary. Go make sure I do that the right way.
I'm like, wait, you're sitting differently
than I was talking with you before. So I'm going to let them kind of introduce themselves. We knew that was going to happen. Introduce themselves, and we've got some questions, and they're going to tell us a little bit about how we got started and what we can expect when you come to Coppertail. So you want to start us off, Ken?
Gary.
Look, I know. I heard it backwards.
So Ken's the better looking one with less beard.
Let me do my little switcheroo. Yep. Gary, would you like to tell us about what you do here at Coppertail and about what we're drinking today?
I'm the marketing director at Coppertail. I handle that on top of most of our design work as well. And what we're drinking here today is, you've got Red 5, which we did for May the 4th. It's the Star Wars holiday, in case you're not familiar. So Red 5 Standing By is the true name of it, and that was Luke Skywalker's number in the
new
hope.
That is
hibiscus, pineapple, lemon,
pomegranate.
And it's our base Berliner Weiss.
Don't even. Can I just smell it while he continues to talk? Okay, go ahead.
This one is our new cider. This is the blood orange variant. This one is gluten-free. We just launched this in March. It's available in a base cider, a dry cider, and the blood orange. And we distribute those as six-pack cans. And they're always on tap here. And we have other variants of cider that we always do.
Oh, also
happy
with that. Never mind. You can keep yours.
So we were like 3.5 years in development of like the cider brand, piloting recipes, you know, getting all the IP stuff set up and everything like that. So it was really kind of fun to go through, really, like, right when COVID kind of hit. It's like actually when we, like, kind of started this concept and everything like that. But to see it now come to fruition, you know, 3.5 years later, actually get the launch, you know, it's available, like, at Trop Field or where the Thrushers play for big venues, and getting out, like, in Publix, Total Wine, Lucan, and stuff like that.
This isn't called Coppertail Cider. We developed another brand called Fallen Fruit. That's what you'll be looking for in the store.
Okay. So Fallen Fruit. If you can't find Coppertail Cider, it's because it doesn't exist. Fallen Fruit.
Yes.
All right. So talk about Kent, another person who's not here, but he is the owner and founder and idea maker of Coppertail. So tell us a little bit about when it got started and what his big vision was.
So Kent was a corporate lawyer and avid homebrewer, and he eventually got sick of being a lawyer, I guess, to say the least.
For sure.
And he decided he was going to use his vision to open up this facility and just make beer for a living. And he's a big, big dreamer, so we started fairly large and grew even more after that. This is like his playground at this point now.
I love it.
We were saying that they didn't really start somewhere smaller and then move into this big space. He like hit the ground running and just said, yes, this big, let's make it this big.
Yeah. Yep. We're 37,000 square foot space. We've got a 50 barrel Rolex brew house. So it's kind of fun. Like when we want to pilot something, like that's a 50 barrel batch of beer. You know, like, we're not, you know, we're not dipping a toe in the water. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, it hurts when it doesn't come out right. And, you know, we open a valve and say goodbye. You know, it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes, you know, it's just not what we went after. And, you know, once a year or so, something will happen like that.
We actually did fill up a kiddie pool with beer one time.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because it looked like bad beer. You're like, yeah. We can't sell it. Let's swim in it.
We had a fermentation issue that went on, and we won a Crushy, right? It's Crushy Awards?
Yeah.
And we won a Crushy Award for that, but literally filled up a kiddie pool, and we're doing, like, backflips and belly flops and everything, and literally
into
a pool
the
of
beer.
Bowl. And we cut the jackets off on the tank, like, 2 weeks prior to doing that video, and it was still like 47 degrees, the beer coming out. So, like, it was fucking cold. Like,
yeah.
I remember I did this huge, like, belly flop and, like, figured maybe there's more volume there than I, you know, I hope there's more volume, and, like, I belly flopped, like, on the concrete pretty much. So I'm like, okay, I hope that shot came out well. I'm hurting right now.
Jesus. Yeah. I want to see that. I also want to be invited to the next beer pool party.
Hopefully it doesn't happen.
No.
Beer pool party?
No. And that was a 250-barrel batch that went down, unfortunately, that day. So,
that one hurt. All of our beers run through our lab, which does QA on everything. So if it doesn't pass, if Robert, our lab manager, he's like, nope, then we either have to figure out a means to fix it if possible. If not, we're not going to put something out that's not good.
Right, right. Makes sense.
Right. Don't
want to bite the bullet on that one.
Yeah. I heard that.
All right, so you've got something that you do every year, like an anniversary concert. So when is, like, your anniversary? What month?
So our anniversary is actually in August. Okay. August 21st or 24th.
Yeah.
And it's just too damn hot. So we had to move it. So we moved it back to November. So every November we throw a large free concert for all of our patrons and fans of the brewery. We get some big acts in there. Last year we had Blue to Tiger, pretty big draws. And we set up in the back a lot off of our loading dock. And we get professional sound and lighting to come out that the guys from Gasparilla Music Festival help us set up. So it's a big deal. We usually get maybe 1,000 or so people out there.
Yeah.
Wow. So we bring the roll-up door open so, like, you can see the brew house and tanks and, like, you know, feel. It's kind of cool to feel like you're part of the brewery, you know, and, like, our grain silos are out back, our two grain silos. So, like, it's just a different kind of vibe when you feel like you're kind of in the middle of there.
Yeah.
And then it's like watching an amazing show, like Tribune or something, and then you're like, man, I'm still at a brewery. Like, you're not at a music fest or anything. And
you're just in a parking lot at a brewery.
Yeah. Dock life is pretty cool. Like, it does showcase pretty well, and it's pretty fun to work with, like, the GMF folks and getting all the stages roll on and off. And, like, this facility can transform pretty fast into a really unique venue.
Oh, I'm definitely coming to the one this year, for sure.
Yeah.
Besides that, you do a beer week event. I mean, most breweries do, but you guys have an amazing kitchen here.
Yes.
Like, that's something that I think sets you apart from some other breweries. Couldn't get that word out. Talk about your kitchen and, like, your staff and your food. What's your favorite thing?
So originally we were no food, and then we were the food truck people. You know, so it's revolving doors there and hoping, you know, some people show up, some won't, the challenges of that. And then we ended up partnering with a really great restaurant, Stein & Vine. And then they were in our kitchen space for quite a few years. And then
Ty and
Lacey. Awesome food, you know, and it was great to work with them. It was kind of nice where we're very good at making beer, but, you know, we weren't necessarily, you know, kitchen people and knowing back of house. So in 2019, we started our own concept here and took over the kitchen space. And, I mean, now it's been, you know, 4 years of doing this. We're 100% scratch kitchen. Like, we grind it, we cure it, we smoke it, we case it, whatever. Like, the only thing we're not doing here is making bread. But other than that, like, everything is all hands-on for the staff. You know, Chef Corey and Matt and the team and everybody, like, does a killer job, whether it's a private event, the large venue stuff we do out back, or just a day-to-day guest here. Our specials are amazing. I know for me, like, our burger is a top five burger I've ever had in my life. Our smash burger. Smash burger's unreal. I guess we have a lot of employees that order on Burger Friday. So Burger Friday is like a thing, but I mean, it's our number one item. I love, like, our soft pretzel is just, I mean,
it is good.
Yeah. I love the amount of salt we put on there. I'm like a salt fanatic, so for most people, it might be too much, but that's the benefit of a pretzel. Like, just dust it on off, and life is good. But
making me
I know Gary's got some favorite food items as well.
Yeah, the tacos in general, just all six of them were great, but the banh mi taco is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's just such a cool like little mashup of like Vietnamese and like Tex-Mex kind of stuff.
So. Yeah, that would be a good mashup.
Man, so 2019, you started the food. What a perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect
isn't that
time
also when they did that whole, like, you have to have
you
a restaurant
have to have
or a
food
truck?
Correct.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow. Or we also have our cigar license, so there's also another workaround that, you know,
wow.
you can, I guess, identify as a cigar bar if you wanted to during that time. So we had some options, but...
that was rough for some people.
It was definitely rough for
smaller breweries, man. It was like... They could not find food trucks to come, and they were struggling to even keep open.
Yeah, Gary and I were shooting videos where, like, I was cooking, like, over, actually, in this space, but literally cooking meals, and we had to-go meal plans that were all prepped, ready to go, so we were shooting video content of that and just trying to continue to get more revenue and keep our staff employed and everything at the time.
We did a lot of to-go food around that time, and the community really helped us out with that one, too.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
It was awesome.
Pizza tips we were doing and stuff like that. Yeah. We had some fun stuff for you.
Come in and pick up, what do you call it, when you have, like, the four cans?
Yes.
Or the six can. You pick up a thing, and then you can grab food to go. That was
our margaritas to go.
Margaritas everywhere.
We're getting, like, jugs of margaritas.
What is it, Brett Mesa by me? They're just selling you, like, a 32-ounce container of sangria, and I'm like, okay, I'm liking
this
so well.
With me? They're like,
and literally, it's in like the wonton soup.
Exactly. It's like New Orleans where like they just put the paper, keep leave the paper in the straw. So it's like, no, I'm not gonna have this right now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
What a weird time. That whole thing was.
No.
We had a ton of fun. I know, like bringing retailers in during COVID. You know, whether it was like the Marriott Group or Hat Tricks, and you know, a bunch of other like restaurants. But we try to invite people here like one day every week.
Yeah.
And, you know, bring your staff and just come hang out in the dock with us.
Yeah.
You know, and still trying to keep, like, that culture. Because, like, craft beer, like, that is a community. And that is, like, a point of sharing a beer with people. And as you're kind of all bottled up and, you know, we can keep our distance out back, which is nice and you're outside.
Yeah.
You know, we were closed. Exactly. We were always 6 feet apart, always. But it was nice, you know, to, like, just get people in here and feel somewhat normal. I mean, we all came to work every day, but I know for other people, I mean, they were home for months. And, like, it's
got
to be 3 years.
Got divorced, you know, all the
new
stuff.
Maybe
8 kids at a time. Like, jeez.
Else we going to do?
Right. Jeez. Crazy.
So the last thing I wanted to talk about was you guys have, like, highly sought after artwork on your cans, in your building, all of your branding, your marketing has this artwork. And I know there's a story behind it, so I'm going to let you guys kind of talk about that because it is really cool.
Yeah, sure. So we work with a illustrator. Her name is Cass. She's based out of Philadelphia. And the process with working with her is very cool. Like, every one of our beers has a story behind it. Some of them are more elaborate than others, and we keep them the story to us, so we don't really share that. We let the artwork speak for itself, where you can make up whatever story you think it's going to be.
Build your own adventure. Love it.
So we give her this story, and then she comes back with a drawing, and we're always just like, okay, that's not what we were picturing, but it's even better. You know, it always blows us away. Like,
Cloud Welder came out amazing, and like just kind of where we were talking about things, and you know, you think about, you know, hazy IPAs, and then how do you correlate that to like a whimsical artwork, and then like the characters just kind of floating through, you know, and you know, but just, I mean, every one of them has like just a crazy unique story. Even the bottom of like the six packs, like our founder, you know, Kent, he writes that message, and it's just unreal. Like, his just the words that he can use to describe things and the story that leads you on a way, but also, like, leaves it open where your imagination also can kind of take over.
Yeah, sometimes I don't believe him that he's a lawyer. I think he's a writer.
Right, this guy's that's why he got out of it.
But, and, like, what he was talking about, Cloud Beller, like, in a nutshell, we just gave him the copper tail is the C or the tail that you see in the logo. Kent's daughter was 5 years old at the time, and she came up with a story about this animal that was in the bay that she would see. And it was naturally, he was like, when he was going to name the breweries, we have to name this Coppertail. Like, it just fit. And the logo was perfectly designed around that. So.
Yeah. And then his daughter, fast forward like 12 years later, or like 15 years later, you know, she was working at the brewery for quite a few years before going off to college. And then when she'd come back to work here. So it's kind of cool, like, the original vision of her child at 5 years old and the majestic creature, you know, now all of a sudden, like, she's here and everything. So it's
that
really cool.
That
yeah.
is really cool.
I love that. I never knew that. The more you know. I was 2 days old.
Well, awesome. You guys were amazing hosts, and you always are. We're going to do other events here.
Absolutely.
But we just really love that you guys have this space for us, for our people in
you do tours too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Tours, cool. Yep. Is that our Love Brewery tour?
Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Hell of a space. Spot, man. Yeah, I mean, we've got a 24 head filler CFT canny line that runs like 350 cans a minute. You know, just like seeing our tank space and our cellar, like it's really cool to watch it in action. It is that whole Willy Wonka, you know,
yes,
feeling to it and everything.
Right.
And
it gets loud too. I've only ever seen it like moving at Red Hook. Red Hook. I spent time up there with the military, and that was fun just to watch. And
thank God it's not glass anymore, and it's aluminum, and it's cans. Back when it was glass bottles.
Oh man,
that is so loud.
Yep.
But usually the music
and one gets stuck, and they all start.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Seen that.
Usually the music's louder, I think, than what the canning line is.
Yeah.
Usually you got some good 80s pop going on and stuff like that. And yeah.
Good. What a vibe. What a vibe.
It is a vibe. It is a vibe. The color scheme in here, everything is just so cool.
Yeah, that's why I want to hang out here. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being a part of our podcast.
Absolutely.
And
thanks for having us.
Share all the links and stuff below and the show notes for
everything.
Everything.
Man, and come get the beer, seriously.
Yeah, come get the beer.
Get beer, stay ready.
Cheers. Yeah, we didn't even cheers. What is wrong with us?
Cheers to beers.
Cheers to beers. Oh, yeah, remember when I and, just didn't say that?
And,
wish you were.
It should say beer, shouldn't it? And it does, actually.
It does.
And it does.
It does say that.
That would have been a pretty big miss by us just to leave that part out.
This is the earliest, you know, podcast we've done. It's like, what, 10 o'clock now.
Breakfast
so,
beer.
You know, a.m.
Yes.
But
thank you guys.
Welcome to beer life, 10 a.m. beers.
10 a.m. beers. Listen, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. That's why I stay with the sour. It's safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure it is.
I went with like the unholy triple.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, we do like 9% sours too. Yeah, we can do some dangerous ones.
I'm not mad at that either, though.
Solid.
I'll be back.
Yeah. I'll be back. Save my spot.
Stay tuned. No, I appreciate you guys
thank
for
guys.
Sure.
Appreciate
absolutely.
You.
Cheers. The magical transition.
Yep. Happening behind the scenes.
I love
Uh-oh.
It.
That one's.
No, it's
that
red.
One's blue.
No, it's red on this.
Okay.
Colors. Red means recording. Blue means it's connected to the camera. So, we're doubled up.
Speaking of technology.
Double up. Scooch.
Speaking of technology, that's our topic today.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
We'll start with these. No,
yeah,
kidding.
We'll start with these mics.
Here, I'm going to clip it because I don't want to really...
Blue means Bluetooth?
Blue means Bluetooth.
That makes sense.
So, it's Bluetooth to one camera, and then, you know, we're mic'd up on another. So,
Are we holding them or
so
clipping?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to hold it.
Okay.
No, clip it.
Hold it. I'm going to sit like this.
All right.
And just talk to you.
We can do what's going on.
What's up?
Hi.
How you been?
I've been doing.
How you been doing?
So yeah, we'll start with tech. We're gonna talk about tech today. And kinda have some fun with it. There's a lot on the horizon. You know what's really funny? I had a comment on
Goats.
TikTok. If you're listening,
Goats are
if you're listening, I saw you. They said they go, why is it that Melvin's always talking?
On the our clips.
Like,
so sometimes the clips are like just him, and sometimes the clips are just me. We need to do more clips where it's back and forth. But we try to be really respectful of what each other is saying. So when he's talking, I try not to talk over him. And when I'm talking, I try, you know, it's the same. So we get this clip of just one person.
Yeah, it's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
That cookie.
But we have a lot of tech to kind of go over. I guess we can call it like a tech roundup sort of thing. But this won't be an extremely long episode too. So, you know, that's going to be nice for some of y'all. I know we've had some long ones. We've had some shorter ones.
That last one.
You know, but really the goal of this one is to get you an idea of what's out there, what we're using, what's working for us, and maybe something you could try as well. Because there's a lot out there you could waste your money on. So first and foremost, just go for the trials. Before you commit to anything, trial it out before you go hard. So that's what I'll kind of let you know in advance.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you don't even know you actually have because your phone is like a little tiny computer and it is way more powerful than most people realize.
So there's a lot of technology just sitting in our palms of our hands that we're not actually using. Like, I know that there's, let's just start, that's probably the most basic thing we could start off with. Yeah. Is like, let's use our phones correctly.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I'm going to do the thing that Melvin does where he looks at the camera in an accusatory.
Let's use our phone.
Let's use our phones.
Do it.
Correctly.
Yeah, you know, listen, let's start on the most obvious topic on earth. And I'm going to get some hate for this because I always do. iPhone versus Android, right? In business, do what you wish, but don't get pissed off if your shit doesn't work. That's what I'm going to throw out there. It really gets old when I talk to people and they're like, well, how come this doesn't work and how come that's not working? And I'm like, and I look and they have an Android, right? So let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I am a tech junkie. I do understand that the hardware for Android is better. I do understand that the cameras are better sometimes. I do understand that there's a lot more features and, customization and a lot of cool things, right? Reality, and I don't care what you believe in or what you know, what you think you know, do some research before you just believe or go off of your own opinions. And I've done the research.
Always on anything, by the way. Side note.
Yeah.
Not just phones.
Don't just go off what people say. Do your own research. But from a technical perspective, and I've worked with some big companies, and I've gotten some feedback from them as to why their technology, per se, is not up to par with their Android device platforms. And really the reason boils down to, for most big companies, they probably have less than a 10, maybe closer to like a 4% user base on Android versus Apple.
Whoa.
Which is huge. So for that reason,
that's huge.
Just from a technical perspective, it doesn't really make sense for them to throw a bunch of money at software development when only 4% of their users are using it.
It's analytics. We can't spend money there.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just the raw piece. And then for those of you that really like the techie stuff like I do and to dive into it, something like Instagram, for example, super simple concept, right? Just for the sake of time, we'll condense this. But there's, over 110-plus Android manufacturers. We're talking square phones, scroll phones, fold phones, flip phones, slide phones. Just to get Instagram to expand properly on, let's say, a Galaxy Fold that goes from a regular screen to like a giant 13-inch screen or whatever. Yeah, to like literally a TV. Like, yeah. It costs developers tons and tons of money just to get that software to work properly. So that's just one simple reason. But I can tell you, as a marketer, being someone who does this for a living, I have had both devices, and for almost 2 years, I rolled with an Android and an iPhone just because I wanted to see the differences, and I wanted to be able to help those people who are on the other side of the, whatever side of the fence they're on. And I personally have felt the same thing. I'm like, whoa, how come my app for my business card on my iPhone has 1,500 more features than my Android one? For that reason, they just don't put the time into the software as much because it's not cost effective. They're going to put the money where get it and forget it. Like, you had the whole crowd doing it on HSN.
No.
I don't know. I used to watch those for some reason as a kid. I don't know why. They would just come on, and I would, like, ooh.
That's why you don't know about Popples.
No, that's why.
You were watching that.
Listen, that's why I buy so much shit. Because I grew up watching HSN.
Infomercials.
It's in my blood. that's a cool one. Cheap, easy to use. That one's pretty fun. So check that one out. The other ones, let me think of something else. I mean, I'm going to go briefly over, physical tech too at the end.
We'll talk about some mics.
We'll talk about mics and cameras.
Mics.
But even before that, I think another good two to talk about is Loomly, not to get confused with Loom. Loomly, I've tried 3 or 4 different scheduling platforms for social. I've fallen in love with Loomly. The price point's amazing, features are incredible. But Loomly, check that one out. If you're one that likes to schedule your content and have a calendar around it, you can do a lot of that for free in Meta with a Meta platform. But it is very confusing and very limited. Loomly makes it easy. You can sync up everything, like 20 different accounts, hit post, and it schedules them out to Pinterest and YouTube and Instagram and all the things. So check out Loomly if you're a content creator and you want a way to do that. They do allow collaboration within Loomly now. What's really cool is you can set your hashtags up. So if you have specific posts that you always use the same hashtags, you create those. You just hit add. It'll tell you what's trending with hashtags. It'll let you know what time, like if you put, hey, I'm posting Tuesday at 9 a.m., it'll say that's not a great time to post, and here's why.
Oh.
Like it breaks everything down for you. So I've really fallen in love with that, and I used to not want to use a third-party platform. I can tell you sometimes it does limit your reach just a tad because, you know, it is missing some of the buttons that you would have if you're posting through Instagram. But the way I get around that is when you go to post, I have everything post automatically. Oh, you don't even know this. I haven't told you this.
Yeah, it's a new
one. Yeah, I have everything post automatically except for Instagram. I set that up to post manually. So what Loomly will do is, let's say I have a post scheduled for Tuesday at 5 p.m. At 5 p.m. Tuesday, I'll get a push notification on my phone that says, hey, it's time to post. Click here to post. And then what it does is it'll open up my Instagram account, throw everything in there, and then I can still use all the Instagram buttons like add topics or whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, it's still a huge time saver because the other seven platforms are automatically posted.
Right.
I don't have to log in to seven things and do it. But the one that I really want to make sure I get the reach on, like Instagram, I can still go in manually, but it takes away 10 of the steps.
Right.
You just literally open it, click, 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 post. It saves me a shit ton of time.
Yeah, that's a new one for me.
Yeah, it's magical, and I love it. But that's Loomly. Loomly. Loomly.
L-O-O-M-L-Y.
L-Y. Okay. Not L-E-E like Bruce Lee. L-Y.
Not Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool one. Pretty simple to use. So if you guys need help with it, let us know. Outside of that, Opus. So I'll talk about Opus. So fun fact, the Rebrew videos are actually Opus Clip that's doing all of the editing. Now, there's other software platforms out there similar to Opus Clip. I have tried them. I do not like them. Opus Clip is definitely expanding. They do now have, like, AI cutscenes and stuff like that.
Well, now we have the side-by-side or the,
yes,
the top and bottom.
That's part of the new AI thing. So when there's multiple mics, it'll distinguish left from right, and it'll put you separately. So what's really cool about Opus Clip, I won't dive in too much, but I'll let you know about it, is it's affordable as hell. I think it costs us $110
for the year
for 60 hours of edited content.
Yeah.
And when I mean edited, we throw in a 45-minute video, and it chops it up. We tell it how many seconds we want it to be, what our topic is. The AI will go through and chop it up into those little clips that you guys see on Instagram and TikTok.
So it brings in
I'm not fully editing those.
It brings in the captions, the B-roll, who's talking
all
at what
time. All the pieces.
Time.
Now, some of it you have to be a little smart and manipulate a little bit. Like the B-roll, it doesn't always do the best B-roll, you know. Well,
but editable.
It's editable. So, like, if it throws in a B-roll picture that you don't like or a video, you just change it. You know, you could change the content, the captions, where they're located. You could put watermarks on it. Like, everything's built in. So I have a template for Rebrew. I have a template for one of my real estate offices I do content for. I have a template for my buddy's home loan therapy company. And I just click the template, upload the video, call it good.
That's amazing.
And for those that do get it, you're like, ooh, it's not working. My video is too large. Because it caps you at, like, a 10-gigabyte video, which sounds like a lot, but these podcasts for 45 minutes is close to 90
high
gigs.
Resolution, yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
It used to take you like 14 hours to upload it.
Oh, it did, but then I spent a nice pretty penny on some laptops, and now my 14 hours turned into like 14 minutes, so that's
lovely.
Great. But that was like $5,000 in equipment to get
there.
But no, I mean, the easiest way around that, to be completely honest, is once you have your video in, what I do is I upload it to YouTube as an unlisted video.
Oh.
And then I just paste the YouTube link into Opus.
Because it brings the gigabytes down?
Well, it just pulls it from the internet instead of like a file.
Oh.
So then I get around that whole 10-gigabyte.
That's smart. How'd you figure that out?
That's smart.
I'm so smart.
I work outside the box.
You so do.
So much. I don't know why we just did that. That was great. So much.
So much.
Stupid.
Okay,
don't cry. Opus is fun. So, I mean, yeah, check out the clips. You'll see Opus did, like, all of that, which is a huge time saver for me because editing the actual video takes forever.
Forever, and it's not... Well, it's not fun, but it's also not fair that, like, someone has to spend so much time. So, when he was like, hey, there's this platform that, like, chops it up, and I'm like, how much was it? He's like, it's this one. I'm like, done. Let's pay for that.
Chop and screw, chop, chop, and screw. So that's Opus Clip. So we'll, you know, breeze through that.
So Opus, let's talk about the difference between Opus and Fiverr.
Oh, Fiverr. So Fiverr is definitely a whole different beast altogether. Fiverr,
it's still a video clip maker.
Yeah, but it's people. It's like freelance people.
But it's people, right. You so know, you and hire a lot of people are overseas, person.
So it takes a little while to find your person. Mm-hmm. And it does cost you like $20 to $40 to $60 a video.
Right.
You know, so again, if you're just, you know, if you're like, hey, I don't know what the hell to do. I don't know how to make videos. If you could just sit down with a colleague, a friend, a client, whatever, just talk like we do like here on the podcast, just throw it into something like Opus, let the AI do the work, do it.
Right.
It'll save you so much time. It'll give you some good content, give you something to put out there. So that's Opus. That's easy and it's affordable. Try it.
CapCut.
CapCut's good. I will say for those that are editing video and are fairly new to video editing and don't have the time to figure out something like Final Cut, Adobe, DaVinci, there's a lot of cool ones out there because I've tried them all and they're all insanely in depth.
You CapCut's have to really easy. Know what you're doing
yeah.
to use those. CapCut...
Very user-friendly.
It's user-friendly and there's a lot of options, so you really have to hit all the buttons. We learned yep. that from one of our friends, GoGo. When you get something new, hit all the buttons and see what it does. Like, don't do it... When you first get it, don't plan on making your first masterpiece. Just load something up and then hit all the buttons.
All the buttons. Just,
keep hitting buttons and seeing what that does and what this does and what if I do this, what if I do that, yeah. and see what it does because there's a lot to do and there's a ton of tutorials. If you go to like CapCut YouTube or...
You could even TikTok CapCut
or
tricks,
TikTok.
You know, like
yes. there's
Instagram.
There's whole accounts that are dedicated to showing you different tools and stuff like that. So, but it's time consuming to learn all of that, but once you know it... You know, you'll learn it for a little bit, and then they'll change it. And then they'll be 100%. Like, oh, we changed it.
But they keep you very up to date when you log in. It shows you on the main page any of the new features. They're doing a lot of editing on AI. They're doing a lot of AI clip editing. So a lot of that stuff you could do now within CapCut. It's like $100 for the year. It's worth every penny.
It sure
the templates
is.
Are magical. So for those that don't know how to edit at all, you just fill in the blanks on a template you like and call it good. So I love that part about it. But, yeah, I mean, don't spend a bunch of money, especially if you're not – a full-blown video editor, you're just trying to throw some shit together, mm-hmm. use CapCut, save the money. You know, you'll probably want to go pro. It's one thing I know GoGo talks about all the time. It's like...
Get the pro
version.
She's
like, I want the pro version of everything because I'm not, you know, I'm not doing the free, cheap stuff anyway in life. So go for it. Give it a try. It's magical and it works very well. I just had someone reach out to me, actually a buddy of mine, like, hey, how are people doing these voices? You know, and that's one thing I love too.
Oh,
it's
like
if you
want to
talk
yeah.
about something, or if you're doing a product showcase or a home tour, and you're like, I don't like my voice, I want something different. Hmm. You could just pick the little TikTok lady voice in CapCut and
yeah.
use that instead. So there's just a lot of cool tools in there. I love playing around with CapCut. Some of the effects are a little wild. There's some cool stuff you can play around with, and it's easy as like drag and drop, drag and drop, drag and drop. Like there's
right.
not a lot of learning involved with CapCut, and when there is, you can just look it up online and watch somebody do it, and it's so easy. And you can do it from your phone. CapCut Mobile is pretty solid as well.
I like CapCut from my MacBook more.
Same.
CapCut for MacBook, but if I'm editing inside of Instagram, like the video I just posted with Jenny walking around the Bougie Realtor.
Oh, yeah.
That entire thing was edited inside of Instagram. Like there, I did not bring that video outside
that was
of Instagram.
Stressful, I'm sure.
It took like an hour.
Yeah.
But you know, it was just you can edit a lot of this stuff inside of Instagram. But when you're ready to go to the next level, right, and add different yeah. things, CapCut is going to be your next level if you're not hiring someone mm-hmm. outside of you to do it.
And work smarter on how to use. Again, can't speak for my Android friends, but AirDrop. If you're Mac to Mac. I take the video on my phone, I'll AirDrop it to my computer, edit it, AirDrop it back in seconds, good to go.
Right.
You know, so that's very helpful. It saves me a lot of time. It's been a lot of fun. But yeah, for video editing, just save your money. Do that because unless you're like going hard on cinema shit, you don't really need Final Cut or DaVinci or any of the
right.
other ones. DaVinci's free though. So if you do want to try something that's a little bit more robust and you have the time to learn, go DaVinci. Just for shits and giggles, because the rest of them, Final Cut will cost you like $400 or $500. The Adobe Studio is very expensive, but you can get like 30. You can get like a 90-day trial of Final Cut, but that's more for like heavy video editing people.
Right. That high end.
Same thing with Premiere Pro.
Cinematic.
Like Adobe Premiere Pro is very, very in depth. So I'll use that because I sometimes like with these mics, sometimes left and right audio, I have them flipped by accident. So all you have to use like Adobe to flip the audio. It's just pretty easy, but yeah, it's fun. I think the last one we'll end with is physical tech and
physical tech. Let's get
you know,
physical.
In our industry, whether you're real estate, mortgage title, good mics. We'll start with good mics.
Realtor mortgage title.
And honestly, what I mean by good mics is don't get sucked in by these TikTok shop shit. Shit.
Yeah. TikTok shit.
They're like, oh, everybody needs, and they show you this mic. I have tried the little $20 mics. I've tried the $15 mics. I've tried the $50 mics. Not the same quality. They don't have the same features. So not to say you don't have to go $400 like these DJIs. Like, you do not have to do that.
But we do like these.
But I love these because, you know, something like this gives you the onboard. So that's why I was talking about earlier at the beginning, the red. The red means I'm recording on the little mic. So if the connection fails, if the, you know, if it's corrupted or the audio is not good, I still have it stored on here. I can plug into the computer and pull off the audio from here. I think it has like 15 hours on each little mic.
So you download it and then wipe it for the next one.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. So that part's a little helpful, having little tricks like that. Noise suppression is huge. So if you can find yourself a mic that does noise canceling like these do, phenomenal, especially if you're out and about showing houses, walking down the street, doing a tour, doing an open house where there's wind noise and stuff like that. It kills the wind noise without editing, which is phenomenal. But again, you could probably get something simple. Anchor makes some killer. Anchor Soundcore makes some killer mics for about $140, depending on when they're on sale. It might be even less, and they have noise canceling. And then there's this company called Hollyland, I believe it's called. It looks like Holy Land, but it's Hollyland. They call it the Mark something, but I'll link them as well. They're minis. Like, if I could rebuy them, I'd buy these. They're mini noise canceling. I mean, they're like the size of a dime.
And you can clip them on your hat or your shirt.
You can barely see them. There's noise canceling. They're so sick.
That's one of my, I don't like cords. I used to have like the mics and then it would have a cord and you have a little thing in the back.
Don't do cords.
No, it's like, these don't have cords.
And also get two. Definitely get the dual pack because you'll never know when you're going to have another person with you that may be once to do something with you, or you might want to have them walk around. But mics are huge. Audio for me is huge. You know, if you have a gorgeous video and there's shit audio, it kills the vibe for me. Especially if you sound like you're way, 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 way over here. You know, like you don't hear the difference.
I don't know if they're going to hear the difference.
Probably not going to hear the difference because these are really good. As I do this. if you're listening, you really have to watch the video portion of that one. If not, I'll just make a clip of it.
Make a clip of that.
I really love mics. Fuzzy ones. This is definitely going to be listed as a
explicit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, a good mic. A good mic is a good time.
I don't even know if they want me at this new job I'm getting, you know? Hope there's no HR. Tony, if you're listening.
Yeah. Are you listening?
You listening, Tony? But no, it's mics are huge. Cameras are huge. You can do a lot from your phone.
Well, they're little,
you
know,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who's little? Wait, what?
You said cameras are huge. And I was like, I can throw
stupid. After what I just did and then the word huge, I was like, wait. Time out.
Stop. Pause.
Time out. Pause. No, cameras are huge. Honestly, use what you have at your disposal. Your phone, right? Android takes killer fucking videos. I'm just going to throw that out there. Some of those phones have some killer. Like, I had a S24 Ultra recording in 8K. I just found out. I was 2 years old. I should know this. I felt like, wow. apparently, Instagram only allows you to upload up to, like, 1080 in a certain frame rate. So if you have 4K, it downgrades it anyway.
Oh.
So that's interesting to me. But, you know, your phone does a really good job. Biggest thing with your phone, I'm going to throw out there, if you're using your phone for content, if you can get yourself a gimbal to keep it a little bit more steady, phenomenal. The downside to that, I have like a DJI.
A gimbal is a stabilizer, by the way, if you don't know what that is. Look at you.
I have a DJI Pocket 3, I think it's called. It's a standalone camera that's gimbaled. You know, so it keeps everything steady, keeps a smooth image the whole way. When you're watching a video and it's all shaky, it's a little much. You can sometimes edit that out, but not depends.
Not that much, yeah.
But if you're shooting on your phone, make sure you're doing, you know, record it in at least HD, or if you can pull the 4K, do it. Even though it'll get downgraded sometimes, it still will look better. You know, record it in 4K with, you know, with the frame set. If you have a little 60 or 30 at the top of your screen, that's the frames per second. You always want it in like 60 or higher.
Top right when you're recording on a regular camera app on your iPhone.
Say.
Right,
yeah.
Top right corner. It'll say 4K or
HD,
SD, 30, 60, yeah. whatever?
60 is huge because that's frames per second. If you're doing those slowdowns, speed ups, ramp downs, whatever, you know, you're going to want to do that with the 60 frames so that way it doesn't jitter and stutter as you're slowing it down. With 30 frames per second, it's less frames, obviously, at 30 versus 60. And it will start stuttering and jittering. You know, so if you're doing those ramp up, slow downs, move through rooms, stay at 60. You should never need 30 unless you're doing some cinematography shit. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for another camera, check out the Pocket 3. I use that because it records landscape like YouTube, and it records vertical for reels from the same device. It's stabilized. It's standalone.
That's the one we're recording
right
there?
You can answer your phone. Yep. Okay. You can answer your phone calls on it. You can answer your text from your phone. One thing with the phone gimbals is you have to turn on Do Not Disturb because if you're recording your video, you get a phone call or a text. Like sometimes the vibrate will actually jiggle the camera. You'll see that in the video.
Oh.
Or it'll just stop your recording altogether. So I didn't like doing that, so I got rid of it. I use the device now for all of that.
And you just upload that to your computer.
Yeah, you plug it right in, upload it. You can actually control it wirelessly from your phone, which is nice.
Say,
so
yeah,
you can like pivot, pan, zoom, whatever, while someone's on a stage or something.
Oh, wow.
But I think that part's really cool, having proper tech. But if nothing else, use your phone and get good mics. Please
use your phone
get
good mics.
Good camera quality and wipe your lenses. I'm going to say this till the day I die. Wipe your lenses. If you have a good phone, you have a good video camera. Period.
What?
Wipe your damn lens off.
So
you don't have the little prisms.
Every time we're together, because like I'm obviously always taking pictures, and he's like,
you can see immediately. It's like blurred and prismatic, and it's a whole thing.
Right, like the lights kind of have, like you have a astigmatism.
Yep.
Yeah.
So mics are huge. Mics are huge. Camera, phone's fine. Cameras are huge. A lot of people ask me all the time, like, how are they doing these home tours? Like, well, who's there with them? Most of these people doing these home tours, like if you follow Chandler, he does it by himself. He has a tripod and a phone. You know what I mean? Like most people are just doing the tripod and the phone thing. You don't have to get too crazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the money to go crazy, do it. Do you, boo-boo. But you don't have to have all that. Just start. But I mean, I don't know. I can go for days on tech, but do research on anything that you buy. You know, even something as simple as a phone case. You know, like mine, they're called OctoBuddies. I have the little suction cup thing on the back of my phone.
Same.
Won't work on concrete, you know, but you get the idea. You can suction cup to most things. And it's also magnetic because I have a MagBack case. So if there's a fridge nearby, I can throw it on the fridge and take a video. Little cheap, simple things that you can do.
Right.
But utilize your tech. And if you're like at the Keller Williams Exit Realty's compasses of the world, and there's tech that they offer, learn it. Learn it. Because I can't say how many times someone's come to me like, I need to do this. And I'm like, well, you know your company does that for you.
It's right there.
What do you mean? I'm like, well, did you not do any of the training? Usually they just throw you all to the fire. I get it.
Yes.
I totally understand, you know, but reach out. You know, if it's something, if you're with one of those bigger companies and not a little mom and pop, it's likely to have something.
They usually have a tech person.
Usually.
An IT person that's there. That if you're like, I don't know how to do this,
somebody,
they will show you how to do it. If it's any of the stuff that we talked about today, most of the time, unless it's something he talked about that I didn't know about, one or the both of us knows how to use it, and we can show you.
There's some cool little tips and tricks. There was a little fly, gnat.
I've had a lot of bug protein today.
Oh my God, he's in there.
Yeah, he did. But he drunk, at least.
He drunk. May the force be with you.
And with you.
And also with you.
And as well.
But yeah, I think we're long-winded on this one, so we
thought it was going to be short.
We'll round it up.
Oh, wow. We'll round this one out.
Round it out. Round it up. Round it down. We're going to round it somewhere. I feel round.
You're
going to
roll out.
I'm rolling out.
He's got to go play golf.
You got bug juice.
I'm okay with that.
But no, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff out there. We just want to give you some little basics to play around with. Play around with your CRMs. Play around with the tech you have. Play around with your videos. And again, if you don't know anything about what we're talking about, take to TikTok, take to Instagram, take to YouTube. Type in, you know, camera effects or how to properly use your phone for this or that. There's somebody somewhere who has done it. There's one guy I follow who does like all kinds of weird camera angles with his phone where he'll set it up in his car mirror, set it up in his sunroof. Like there's cool spots where he gets these cool angles. And it's just using the shit you already have in your hand.
Right.
The one thing I'll end with, and this is something that I have seen on videos, and it's starting to irritate the hell out of me. You probably do it, so if you do...
I'm sure I do.
Just be...
I annoy people.
I'm talking to you straight
up.
No, if you're doing videos in the car...
What?
Whether you're driving or sitting still...
Yeah.
please be aware that there is a delay and a lag when you're using your car's Bluetooth to video.
Yeah, I don't. So yeah. I don't annoy you on that one.
Nope. Good. Because that is a thing. And I see people talk in the car and they will literally be like, yeah, so today. And they're like, today, and their lips are not catching up with what they're saying. There is a delay when you're using the Bluetooth in your car to the video on your phone. So if you're going to do a video in your car, disconnect Bluetooth for that video. Do your video.
Phone speaker.
Reconnect
your phone
Bluetooth
mic
afterwards, because the delay drives me bonkers and it does not look very professional.
I hate it.
What's sad is I've seen professional video people who offer services doing this stuff, doing those videos in their car, and it drives me up a wall.
It drives me crazy.
So keep that in mind. I learned it the one day I was doing a story video at Starbucks, and I was like, what the hell?
Why is my mouth not lining up with my words? And then I realized.
Disconnect Bluetooth.
Right. And
Or have your little mics. You know, if it's that big of a deal, you want to talk about it. It takes 2 seconds to pop the mic out.
Right.
And call it. And on that note. Stay tuned. A lot of changes coming. So for those of you who know me, I'm still going to be at Fairway. But I did take a position doing business development for a title company. So.
But not mine.
But not hers.
But not mine.
Friendly competition.
I know.
But no, we're in good spirits, man. It's been definitely a whirlwind. But good things to come, you know, on both ends. We're going to remain. This is going to be constant.
I think we're going to set the example of professional relationships and friendships across the board.
100%.
Because there is no reason for us to be, although we're going to be direct competitors, there's no reason for us to be not friends, first
Correct.
Of all. Not 100%. Not continue to do what we'd love to do, which is this podcast. Because, like we tell our realtors, if a deal goes south or whatever, move on to the next. There's more than enough business for everybody.
More than enough.
There's like, 239,000 realtors in Tampa?
In Tampa.
So, there is way more than enough business for us to go around.
Yeah.
We already have great professional relationships with each other's competition as it is. And we're just going to keep that going. And we love that. We love the camaraderie in our industry. We want to promote it.
Yep, 100%. So stay tuned. A lot of cool things coming. A lot of updates coming. A lot of fun to be had. And we will keep it real much as possible. Brew good.
Do good. Cheers.
We wish you were beer.
We wish you were beer. And here. Goodbye.
We're queer.
Nice.
Queer beer.
Wish you were queer beer.
Oh, man. One day it's going to live on. I got to get this bug out of my cup. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Man, I'm bugging out.
I'm bugging out.